Welcome to the phone-in special. Please hold, your call is important to us.
We hear you're leaving, that's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kinda scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only.
Line one it is. Let's go. Hello, this is Albert Brooks.
A woman that called in earlier about ecology.
No, wait.
I'm so sick of that. Save the trees. What are you going to build your house out of? Meat?
No, sir. This is Albert Brooks. I don't know what call you're referring to.
What the hell is going on?
Okay, fine. Let's go to line two.
Oh, listen, you can hear him talking.
Hello, this is Albert Brooks.
Hey, come over here.
No. Oh, man put down the phone. No, come back, please. Come on the air.
Al.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're too much. We're big fans of yours.
Oh, thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Listen, I got a joke for you.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. One of these good news, bad news jokes.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, you play a part in it, too.
Right.
I'm going to say to you, Al, I got some good news and bad news.
Right, and I'll say...
My name's Tom.
Yeah.
You say, Tom, give me the bad news.
All right.
And then I'll give you the bad news, and then you say, give me the good news.
Fine. Okay,
all
Tom,
right?
Give me the bad news.
What?
What's the bad news?
Oh, I didn't know we were starting.
Yeah.
I've got to start.
All right.
Now,
yeah.
I got some good news and bad news for you.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah?
Give me the bad
all
news.
All right, Al. The bad news is I haven't got any good news for you.
Uh-oh. What's the good news, Tom?
Well, the good news, Al, that's all the bad news I got.
Great.
A little different, isn't it?
Certainly
Except
is.
A switch.
It is a switch. Let's both laugh at it.
Sure.
All right? Thanks, Tom.
All right. 8-5-3-5-9-3-7. Angela, come make it to the phone. If you care to leave your name and number, she'll give you a ring when she is home.
Let's go on line three. Hello. Oh, my. Listen. That's interesting. Hello.
I play 11 other instruments.
Very good.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Call me.
What a beautiful time we had together. Now it's getting late and we must leave each other. Yeah. Just remember the time.
Let's go to line three. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Albert Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm a disc jockey here in town.
Uh-huh.
And on the side, I'm in the kind of a comedy bag.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right, be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right, how important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey, watch it, will you?
No, you see, I was just surprising you.
Surprising me. I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right. What about delivery?
Well, I think you can pick it up yourself, can't you?
All right, I guess I could, but what if you're a two-man team? Each guy pick up half of it?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up half of it.
Writing?
I'm writing.
All right,
finally, one last question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, do you think funny?
I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right then. Just do the best you can.
Best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight.
Thank you.
Hey, drive carefully, huh?
I will.
Hello there, how have you been? I've called a million times, but to me you never end. I know I never had the style of Dashiell Flynn, but I love you. Bye.
Let's move on. I think this is line two flashing. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
I don't think funny.
No, turn your radio down.
Are you really funny?
Turn your radio down.
Hello,
ma'am. Hello.
Hello. Just do the best you can.
Turn
Albert.
Your... Hello.
Hello.
Turn
hello.
Your radio down.
Let's move on. I think this is
hello.
Flashing.
Yes, okay,
hello.
Let's
you're
move on.
is Albert Brooks.
Hello, Albert.
I know that voice.
Bud Harper.
Yes, Cheryl's dad.
Right.
Hey, Bud, how are you?
Fine. How's by you?
Oh, great. Hey, I got to explain to the audience.
Yeah.
I was performing here about 2 years ago,
yeah.
And Cheryl was a girl like many do that came backstage, and we went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, that girl can make love.
Well, thank you. Isn't she something?
You bet. Hey, how's she doing?
Oh, great. She's all excited. The Letterman is supposed to be coming through here.
Oh, well, listen, tell her I said hello.
Hello.
I miss all of you.
Miss you, too. Turkey dinner now.
Yeah, turkey dinner, bud. And give your daughter a big hug and a squeeze for me.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
Oh, great. All right.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Welcome
to the phone-in. Today we have on our panel our resident psychiatrist, a psychiatrist who isn't resident but is staying with the other one because he can't bear to go home, and a psychiatrist who has lived with the first one but who, when the second one arrived, felt alienated and since has undergone a total personality change. Our subject tonight is farming, and our first caller is from Reading.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to phone-in. What's your question to the panel?
Hello.
Hello. Hello there, this is phone-in. What is your question?
Is Vic there?
Is Vic there? Is Vic there, Dr. Rogers?
Well, the problem here is a simple one. The caller wants to know if Vic is there. And in this case, Vic, as far as I can tell...
Can't you be here, Alan?
Yes, of course.
I agree with what Rogers was going to say. As far as we can tell, Vic isn't here. The only thing she can do is to keep calling, and if Vic comes in, we'll let her know.
Does that answer your question?
Hello?
Hello?
Vic?
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Welcome to phone-in. What's your question?
It's Norman.
Hello, Norman. Welcome to the show. What's your question on farming?
Has he been round again?
Has he been round again? Professor Rogers.
Well, I...
Oh, no.
Professor Dibbs?
But you've been phoning.
I think we've proved that Vic isn't here.
Bloody kill him.
And therefore, he couldn't have come round again. It's a fairly simple case of non-presence.
Thank you, Norman. I hope that answers your question.
I'll go round there and kill him. Sit down a pub.
I'm sorry, Norman. Only one question per call.
Hello?
night is young, the mood is mellow, and there's music in my ears. Is Vic there?
Hello.
Is Vic there? 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 Is Vic there?
Now we move on to our next caller, please, on farming.
Hello. My name is Mummy Badger.
Get on with the question.
Yes, I farm over 4,000 acres, and I'd like to know the panel's attitude to the viability of cereal production in the EEC.
I'm sorry, we only want questions about farming.
Sweet spot, Susan, won't you give me a line?
Caller, please.
Hello.
Hello, it's Mr. Gannett from Dorchester, isn't it?
No, he's dead.
dead.
Oh, dear.
But he left me his question in his will.
Oh, dear. Well, how sad, but let's hear the question.
Unfortunately, one of the conditions of the will is that I myself should not reveal the question.
Oh, dear. Well, can someone else reveal it?
Yes, he left provision.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Yes, he left provision in the will that his wife should be able to reveal the question in certain circumstances.
Is she there?
Yes.
Well, perhaps she could read the question on farming, please.
Well, she's here, but she's not very well.
Well, is she well enough to read the question?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, is there anyone there who can read the late Mr. Gannett's question?
Only if the executors of the will were to agree on a revocation of the clause by applying for a codicil.
Well, I'm afraid we must leave that question there.
It could be rushed through in about 2 months.
Well, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.
I'm not going to take you seriously. No. And you want to know why? Do you want to know why?
Yes, sir.
Because Osama bin Laden isn't going to rent a video at Blockbuster. He probably hates videos. He probably hates all American movies.
What about the foreign film section?
Never mind the foreign film section. He probably doesn't go to see movies. That's number one. Number two, he don't live here. He ain't going to live here. And he ain't going to walk around in his turban and his robe waiting for somebody to kill him. Number three, he doesn't give a crap whether he goes to Ralph's or any other place, even if he does want to look American.
You think he'd rent Three Kings?
Forget it.
You think he'd rent Three Kings?
No, he wouldn't rent Three Kings. And finally, what are you calling me for?
Because you're a public personality. I think you'd have a high profile on this.
Well, if it's your suggestion that I get on the air and I start talking about, hey, Bin Laden was at the Blockbuster in Van Nuys, you better get over there. It ain't gonna happen.
He's gotta rent videos on account he can't go to a movie theater because his turban would make it too hard for the people behind him to see the screen.
And that would arouse suspicion.
That would arouse suspicion, yes. Excuse me, the guy here has a turban on.
Okay, kid, I got a feeling that you're screwing with me.
No, sir, I am not.
I got a feeling you're screwing with me.
Chris and I are gonna stake out the Blockbuster, then you'll see, then you'll know.
Yeah, I'll see and I'll know. You catch him, man, and you bring him over to the show for an interview, and then we'll turn him in. 4-day rental.
Now I've been loving you.
And you know
you
what?
Have a lot, you not need a lot more education before you get on the radio and start talking about things that you don't know.
Let me
about.
Ask you a question. Do you know that? Did you know that Waterworld was not true?
Who cares? It's a movie.
Okay, but see, if you thought Waterworld was true, you might be like, I don't know what, man. You could go out, like, get a boat, spend a lot of money on a boat that you don't need.
Why? For what because reason? If anybody in their right mind wouldn't do that. What, because they see it on the movie and they're just going to go out ahead and do it?
That's what I asked
you. You're not making any sense.
Wait. Why
movies
would she
for
think...
entertainment.
No, Mr. Henry.
It's entertainment. That's Henry, what it's called.
I just
entertainment.
That's why I
they didn't
asked
say
you.
It's facts and everything that happened.
But what about... Okay, but
facts?
What about Saving General Ryan, man? You said that was true, so it isn't all fake, okay? That's never...
Saving General Ryan now, so he got a promotion?
What?
He got a, never mind.
Okay.
And what in movies, they show a lot of Mexicans being crackheads. Are you a crackhead?
I'm a crackhead, man. I'm studying to be a police officer. I'm not no crackhead.
That's exactly right. That's my point. In movies, they show
what's that got to do
Mexicans
with it,
as doing certain things. Are you like that? We can't judge everything by what they show in movies.
What if they showed that dude Jesse Owens, man, like running fast? Is that the way it is?
Yes. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals.
Okay,
see, there's facts behind it.
I didn't know that. But all
well,
I
that's
asked
exactly
was,
where education comes in.
All I asked you was, did you think Waterworld was real or not? Yes
what
or no? Do you think Waterworld's real? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, good. See? Because...
Well, let me ask something, Dave.
What?
How could I think Waterworld is real when I drive my car on dry land to work
exactly.
every day?
Thank you.
Well, okay, technically, yeah.
Technically what? Is Waterworld real? Let me look out the window. Nope, it ain't real, man. The water ain't... there ain't no water on the world.
Yes, there is, man. Obviously, there's an ocean, okay?
Well, what's that got to do with Waterworld?
With Waterworld.
That dude had gills and he was swimming... Are you freaking goofy?
Okay, did you see Annie?
Yeah.
Was that true?
Had the phone you just to talk to you. California, just to tell you I was missing you. It lifts my spirits every single time. Sometimes you're busy for a while, but when I get through, it makes me smile. When I phone you, California's not so far away. You're not alone, yeah, no, we're only just a dial away. I visualize that you're looking fine. Feels so good when you come on the line.
Come on and answer the phone, come on. 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 Come on and answer the phone, come on.
That's what I would like to know, and a lot of them wants to know too. What are they going to do?
You're making a lot of important people angry.
Oh, like who?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think John Gotti, what do you think he started when he was 13? You got it, McDonald's. He knows you don't eat there now.
So what? John Gotti's in jail.
What, John Gotti's going to go get me and this guy because we don't eat at McDonald's?
Think about
John
it.
John Gotti can come knock on my door. That's fine. I don't care.
All right. Sure. That guy at church.
Oh, come on, man. What is this? The Godfather? John Gotti's going to come after us because we ain't eating enough quarter pounders with cheese because he happened to work the fry bin there, which, by the way, I don't believe for a second. Gotti's first job, I don't know what it was, but something tells me it wasn't doing lawn pickup at McDonald's.
Knocking off trucks full of cigarettes, that's what his first job was.
I'll go make a pizza.
All right, listen, sir, thank you for your call.
Thank you
for having me, show. Thanks a lot. And, Mr. Green, good luck with your analysis of...
I think the stock at McDonald's is going to go to the roof.
Are they publicly traded?
I don't know. But it should go to the roof. I don't know. I'll go look. I don't know anything about business. I love to eat, that's all. I got to leave now and go get another quarter pounder.
Okay. And
you want to see the inside of my car? I still got styrofoam containers in there from 1980.
Fine, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
5705.
5705. But there's no reply.
Talking here with Kyle, and you've been married 5 years to Julie, huh?
Yes, sir. I love her very much.
And you've been calling her and calling her. See, there you go again.
I have a right to know where she is, but that was the trade-off. If she's in church, she keeps that cell phone on. If she's in church, she keeps the cell phone on. Hold on for a minute. Hello? No, Mom. No, Mom. I got the other phone.
How many phones do you have?
Hold on for a minute. I'm calling her now. Okay. That's my mother. Because my mother knows how much I love Julie, and I want her to know that she's safe. But she goes to church only because I let her. And the reason why I let her is she said she'd keep her phone on. Now she's not keeping her phone on.
The only reason why you let your wife go to church. And you said you're an agnostic?
I'm an agnostic. And what that is a person who doesn't necessarily not believe in God. Hold on, that might be her. Hello? Who? No, I don't. I got 9 yards of concrete that's going at the Miller job tomorrow.
Hey, pal.
Hold on for a minute. What? Right, that's me on the radio. Mr. Henry?
Yes, don't answer the phone when you're on the air with me, all right?
I'm sorry. What I said was that I'm an agnostic, and what an agnostic is somebody who believes in... Hold on, I'm really sorry.
Don't answer that phone, okay?
All right. What an agnostic means is somebody who is...
Isn't there a way you can mute that?
What?
Is there a way you can mute that?
No, sir. It's like a radio phone that I have. Now, all the people that I know...
Can you not speed dial your wife, okay?
All right. I mean, I'm just trying to get in touch with her.
You might as well answer it, man.
Hold on. Hello? 9 yards of concrete. Yeah, call up Rinker.
for 9 yards of concrete. We're going to do that Walmart job tomorrow. And we're going to do that driveway, the Bentley driveway, right?
What line of work are you in, man?
Hold on. No.
What line of work?
Shut up, man.
What? Tell me to shut up?
Yeah. Some fag on the radio. Okay. Hold on for a minute.
Don't answer the phone.
All right. What was your question?
You call yourself an agnostic, right?
Yes, sir, I am an agnostic. And what that means is, an agnostic is somebody who does not necessarily not believe in God, but that it hasn't been proved to me yet. That's what an agnostic is. That's pretty much what I am.
So you don't... Oh, jeez. So do you believe in God or don't you?
I believe... I'm an agnostic, okay? And what that means is...
I know what it means. It means that you... What is it with the...
Bus line is busy every time that I phone. Bus is the longest talker I ever known. Bus, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Bus, when I get him, I forget what to say. Should I call the operator? Is the number that he gave me my own? Bus, I've been sitting here and dining all day. Bus, got to get him and there must be a way. Bus, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Bus, you could never understand it at all. When I met him, he was quiet, but now he learned to talk. Bus, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Bus, I decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is ringing? I can't believe it. Wait till I say hello. Bus, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Bus, I've decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is ringing? I can believe it. Wait till I say hello.
You can make all the comments you
want. Well, I mean, you're telling me to go into a nice
just like
play.
The comment you're making about the Canadians and the United States.
I think these statements of the military is...
Let me tell you something, Ron. We had a thing called Vietnam. You may not be aware of it, but I happen to work special ops during Vietnam.
I don't want to hear about your special anything, okay. Vernon. It doesn't... If it's anything that you say at this point is ridiculous...
A lot of ugly things happen.
I think if you went out on the floor by the basketball game, that would be good. Maybe somebody there would be able to play ball with you.
Well,
we don't want to do that.
Whatever that means, okay? You gotta quit while you're ahead.
All right, listen, Ron, I appreciate your comments. I think they're reflective of the way a lot of us feel.
I think that everybody feels.
I thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Rush, see you later.
so no one's answering. Well, can't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer? Oh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
One last call, then I gotta run. Hello.
I'm a psychiatrist in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you one question.
All right, go ahead.
What are you trying to prove?
What is that supposed to mean?
Are you still trying to show Mother something?
Show Mother what?
Do you still feel you could buy your friends with laughter?
Let me tell you something, Doctor. I don't have to buy my friends with anything. I don't need friends.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have friends.
Uh-huh.
It's a prerequisite for this business. You don't go into this business and expect friends. I am a loner. I must be a loner. That's what an artist is.
You don't believe that.
You're damn right I don't believe that. Help me, man. I'm sick.
All right. How long are you in town for, Albert?
I don't know. Maybe forever. I feel catatonic.
All right. Stay there. I'm Dr. Mark Heller. I'll call you right after the show.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
Hanging on the telephone. Hanging on the telephone.
I heard from Mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said, I told her to ignore.
Phone-In Special was produced, with love, by Terence Dackham.
The local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.